WCNO Palm City.
Welcome to the Mindy Molina Show. I'm Mindy Molina, investment advisor representative, licensed insurance agent, and fiduciary. This is a live show, and I'll be here to take your calls at 772-221-1100 with any of your financial concerns. Again, that's 772-221-1100. Hello, friends. Good afternoon. This is Mindy Molina, and you're listening to the Mindy Molina Show here on WCNO 89.9 FM. Thanks for joining us and tuning in. We're live on the show every Wednesday, 4 to 5. So if this is your commute home, or maybe you're getting home and listening to the radio, whatever you're into right now, you can check back with us again next week here on 89.9 FM WCNO, 4 to 5 every Wednesday. I'm Mindy, your host, and I am going to be talking to you like I do every week about financial stuff, anything financially related. Today, we're going to be talking about the stock market and this little roller coaster ride we're taking, where we are, where we've been, maybe where we're going. And diving into that, a little bit of Trump's moves and what's been happening and where we go from here. I also have a special guest with me today, an intern that just started working with me. He's been following me around, I'm sure, bored out of his mind. Hopefully not. This is Gabriel Escobar.
Yeah.
Gabe, tell us a little bit about yourself. Where are you going to school right now?
Currently studying in Rochester Institute of Technology up in upstate New York.
In upstate New York. How's the weather up there?
Very cold.
Very cold still?
It's getting warmer.
It's getting warmer. Well, welcome back to Florida. And Florida's home.
Yeah.
Right? So I know Gabe through his father, who's a doctor in town and a good friend of ours. And so when he asked if I was willing to have an intern this summer, which actually is not my first time. I've had several. And even from Clark here in Stewart, it's always anytime that I can teach a young guy or girl about finances and what's going on, and any even if they only absorb 30% of it, it's a head start to what they get, you know, coming out of the gate. So I'm always happy to do that. And I actually used to teach Junior Achievement. Do you know what that is?
I do not.
Okay, so Junior Achievement is a program, and for me it was with middle school, and I would go in and teach them about credit reports, about banking, about loans and investing and anything basic financial principles to the middle school. But really, that's something that was probably high school oriented. But hey, it was an opportunity to make an impact. And so I did. So I'm glad you're here, Gabe.
Thank you.
And at any time, feel free to chime in and I'll try not to bore you. Again, this is the Mindy Molina Show, and today we're going to be diving into the market. Before we do, as always, I like to start with a Bible verse. And today, I personally am struggling with a little forgiveness in my heart, so I'm having to be reminded. Time is one of the most precious assets that I believe that we have, and I deal with assets. That's my job. What do you own? What are you invested in? Show me all of your assets, and then I'll help you not run out of money, show you how to invest in them, manage them. But time is actually one of the most important pieces of the puzzle, because none of us know how much time we have left. And for me, I've lost a lot of young people in my life. Had my cousin died at 27. My best friend died at 21. Another really good friend died at 27. And then my brother died at 45. So, like, I don't want to waste any time. I want to take full advantage of it. And right now, because as many of you know, I have two young sons, 8 and 11, and I know that I have a limited amount of time to spend with them. For example, I just read the statistic the other day that 92% of the time that you get with your children is before the age of 18. That means the remaining span of your lifetime, that's only 8% of all the time you spend with them, if that's true. Which in my case, I'm going to move and live next door and be that grandma. I'm probably not. But yeah, I want to take advantage of time. And so just recently, I had a prospective client who I've been working with for the last 8 months, who has absorbed an enormous amount of my time. And then all to come to fruition, you know, this week, that it was a waste of my time, not only my time, my staff's time, my team behind the curtain on all levels. And it almost felt, and you know what's funny is there was another advisor before me, and the signs were there that this is exactly what was done to him. And now looking back, I see it. It's like, this is a pattern. And so I was just, I've been so upset about it. And just so, and not, you know, I have plenty of clients. I love my clients, but it's like that time thing that I can't get back. For example, on Good Friday, my kids were off school, and I jumped through hoop after hoop after hoop after hoop. I was on the phone all day, and I'll never get that day back. I'll never get that time back that I didn't get to spend with my family, which is what I was wanting to do. And so rather than be how I'm feeling, I've been working on forgiveness this afternoon. So let me read you this verse. So if you have someone to forgive, okay, here we go. Let's do this together. Matthew 6, 14 through 15 says, "For if you forgive others their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses." Colossians 3, 13 says, "Bearing with one another, and if one has a complaint against the other," which you just heard mine, "forgiving each other as the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive." And Ephesians is the last one I got, 4:32 states, "Be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, just as in Christ God forgave you." So I am letting it go, and I am forgiving because I know that I'm not perfect, and I've probably wasted somebody's time along the way as well. So let's talk about the stock market. This is fun right now. I know it's been chaos, and even going up to the election, like leading up to the election, I felt like that if Trump got into office, and this, along with this group, right? So you have the MAHA movement, you have Elon, you have Doge, right? And you have Trump. So I knew there was going to be a shakeup. And just like I was saying last week, that when you go in and you clean house, how do you clean your house? If you're going to really deep clean your house, you come in and you just start, you really make a wreck out of things. And then you put things back. It's like, how do you really, really deep clean? And that's kind of where we've been. Really, that first 100 days, all the things that took place, and now leading up to now, and the stock market has been impacted by that, right? We're witnessing it, we're seeing it, and that's frustrating, and it's difficult to stomach, and it's worrisome. But that's where financial planning comes in. Okay, you will hear me say it over and over. Every little dilemma or topic that we can talk about today all comes back to one thing. What is your strategy and your overall plan for your household? And is this a situation that's going to hurt you down the road? Or is this a situation that's going to create an opportunity for you? And if you're not positioned correctly, it can hurt you. You know, this is a place where you can end up on a downhill spiral. And protection and preservation is so important the closer you get to, or as you are in retirement, all right? So riding out the market is different when you're in a distribution phase, which is what we call retirement, and versus when you're in an accumulation phase, which is your working years. Either way, they matter because you can create lots of opportunity. They create opportunity, and that's what we want you to take advantage of. So again, this is the Mindy Molina Show. If you have any concerns or questions as we go along, and or you need advice, or you want to know that you're taking advantage of the markets, or maybe you don't have the right manager, maybe you're just, your accounts are at Charles Schwab or Morgan Stanley or somewhere, but you're not getting that hands-on management that you want, then you can text or you can call 561-729-2000. 2778. Just text your name and someone will get in touch with you. So again, 561-729-2778. You can call or you can text your name and someone will get in touch with you. So we have this thing called the byline. And what the byline is it's an indicator that tells us when to get in and out of the market. And we got out of the market recently. And as things started to decline, and then now our HCM byline is, we're 100% back in. It's positive. So this, but the reason that we have this, it's an algorithm that is math based. Okay. It's, and it's a proprietary method that we use to indicate when to avoid a big drawdown and then when to get back in so you can take advantage of that upswing. Because the speed and the complexity of today's financial markets make them more and more difficult to navigate than ever before. You know, and that's just technology, AI, computerized trading. It's getting so much faster. And investors deserve clear answers to complex problems. You know, trading used to be you would buy one company. I mean, any of my clients or clients' parents that come in that are in their 90s now, they have stocks that they've held for decades and in one company or three companies, and that's all their portfolio consists of. And because of cost basis, we like to leave those set. You know, we want to preserve that because we're all about tax efficiency. But that being said, that's not really how it is in these days. We have so many more companies, so many more stocks trading at all times. So the complexity has really grown and grown and grown. And that's why we need technology. We need a modern method to help us trade efficiently and effectively and protectively. This is how we protect your money. At the end of the day, we don't want to lose your money. Bottom line, it's like, yes, take it, manage it. Yes, give me a return, worthy return. However, do not lose my money. So in order to do that, yes, return, we say returns matter, but risk management matters as well. We have to defend tomorrow. We got to defend the future of your money today, right now. And the byline is a method that we use to do that. If you don't have a strategy in your portfolio that helps you, you know, protect your investments, especially if you're taking distributions, like if you have an IRA that you're sitting there with right now and the market's going down, but you still have to take that required minimum distribution, you're being forced to sell off positions when they're low. You don't want that to happen to you. Or maybe that's how you're taking income, is you're getting a distribution. We don't want you to be in that position, because when the market comes back, you're never going to get back to where you were. And that's something that we're trying to avoid. All right. So here are 10 changes attributed by President Trump, his policies and actions that year to date in 2025 that really have impacted the stock market. So going up till now, one was the tariffs. We talked about that last week. Sweeping tariff announcements. And these rolled out his, including it was like 104% levy on China and tariffs on Canada, Mexico. And that triggered this sharp market sell-off when that first happened. We remember it, early April, with the S&P 500 just dropping 10% or more within 3 days. Over $5 trillion just wiped out of the market. And the tariffs, highest in a century, obviously put a lot of fears of a global trade war and recession. Either way, it got everybody pretty hyped up and sent us into this downturn in the market. There was a tariff pause, right, that came shortly after, a week or so after. Tariff pause and a partial reversal. He announced a 90-day pause on most tariffs, and except for China. And those tariffs rose to 125%, which Also, S&P leading to a surge of 9.5%. So it's like this tug of war of the market of how he's positioning himself. One of the best single day gains since World War II, it said. So, but it did ease a little. It eased the recession fears, but it still left uncertainty, especially in volatility, right? Then you have tariff hikes on specific industries. He targeted tariffs on computer chips, semiconductors, pharmaceuticals, steel, aluminum, copper. And this all impacted tech and industrial sectors, also leading to declines in the stock market and some of your stocks like Tesla, NVIDIA. Immigration restrictions and executive orders, right? Deregulation push for financial sectors, reducing regulatory oversight for banks. And that actually boosted financial stocks with banks like Wells Fargo and so on. And then the last few was the energy shift to fossil fuels, his drill baby drill. You've heard that before. And cryptocurrency, lots of support there with Bitcoin and cryptocurrency. AI infrastructure, investing in that. This initiative to his announcement of $500 billion in AI infrastructure planned with tech leaders wanting to really get involved and get us up to date. Again, modern times, if we are going to compete globally, we have to be competitive in these areas. And then there's his executive orders overhauling the federal agency. And again, we're talking about all the things that have impacted the stock market since this administration took place. And how did we get here? And it's been a little bit of a roller coaster. And then, of course, his social media influence. So, again, I say, coming in to the market, when you're talking about the stock market, or him coming into office in regards to the stock market, it's this disshuffling of everything, very similar to cleaning house, coming in, pulling out all the drawers, reorganizing everything, putting everything back, and purging. I love when I'm cleaning, I'm also purging at the same time. Gabe, when you clean your dorm room, do you get rid of stuff or do you just shuffle things around?
Shuffle things around.
Well, I'm all about purging and having a less is more attitude when it comes to stuff, because I want to be able to, I like everything to have a place. This is where it goes. This is what it does. And if it doesn't have a good use of my life or I haven't used it for a while, I'm the one to let it go. Again, this is the Mindy Molina Show. And if you have any concerns about where you are, where your finances are in regards to the stock market, are you getting the returns? Are you taking advantage of the opportunities? And are you really, is your advisor, is your management team dialed in and taking advantage of these opportunities? Text 561-729-2778, or you can call 561-729-2778, and we will give you a full comprehensive review and help you get aligned with a team that, again, has the buy line to protect your money and preserve it, but also take advantage of the upswings, which is what we always are intending to do. And if you're just tuning in, we're talking about kind of where we are, how we got here, and where we're going in regards to the stock market. So the HCM buy line, which is our proprietary indicator that we use to determine when to get in and out of the market, went positive last week. And we became buyers, right? Buying up the opportunities in the market. Because what happens is when the buy line goes negative, we move all of our money to cash or a portion of it. But the idea is to dodge those big drawdowns. And right now we're seeing this deep V. Is the V going to continue to go up? Or are we going to see another pullback? Time will tell. But we are positive now. And the S&P 500 has now closed above the 200-day moving average. And it's hitting resistance at about 150-day moving average. So where is that resistance? What are we going to see? Is it going to come back down or is it going to continue to go up? We believe if we get a break above that 150-day moving average, we could possibly see highs by the end of the year around 6,100. This thing. So what are we going to see? Are we going to see to the moon or are we going to say, Houston, we have a problem? It's going to be one or the other. But the idea here is that no matter what happens, you have a financial plan that is going to be market resilient. That no matter what happens in the stock market, no matter what's happening with whatever administration is in office, because think about it. Do you know that the average person is retired 30 years? Do you know how many presidents you're going to have in retirement? And you can't base your financial future as you age, and now you're in your 80s, you know, you're in your 90s, and you are even 70s. You can't base those years based off what is going on right now. You need a financial plan that is designed specifically to withstand these types of situations, good or bad, however it ends up. You know, if it ends up great, great. But what if it doesn't? How is that going to impact you and your daily living? That's what a really good financial advisor is focused on, because opportunities are going to come in the market and their downturns are also going to come during your retirement. And if you ask anyone if they think, you know, if they are intending on living in retirement, unless they don't plan on living very long, they believe they're going to endure some market downturn or a market crash in their lifetime. So if that's the case, what are we going to do to prepare for it? And how are we going to take advantage of it? What are we going to do to protect our money? How are we going to make a little money off of that as well? So our strategy is the buy line and then a couple other things, like, for example, having tactical management, having mathematical solutions that are not emotional driven. Whatever comes out in social media is not going to dictate whether or not we move to cash. The math is going to dictate that. We use quantitative analysis, excuse me, in the market. As the market is moving, and I think there's like 7,000 trades or so happening all the time. So mathematically, it's really difficult to keep up with that. But when you have the technology to do it and the AI and algorithms to do it, it's actually very achievable, which is why it's so important to have a modernized investment strategy, which is why I've partnered with Howard Capital Management and their team, because they can do things that I can't. And why would I want my clients to be getting second best? I want you to always have the best opportunity to success and protection. It's not just about the return. It's also about the risk and protection. And protection is really important to me. So we don't want to lose any of your money. Tactical management. So the difference between passive management and tactical management is, imagine if you are going down a stream, right? So Gabe is in a canoe. Gabe, you're in a canoe, and I'm in a canoe. Gabe doesn't have any oars. He gets in the canoe. He picks his canoe. He gets in his canoe, and he goes. I have oars. I also have people in the canoe with me that oar. I'm like a rowing team over here. If we go down the stream, number one, I'm more than likely going to get there faster if there's no turbulence. What do you call that when you get, like, have you ever been river rafting?
No.
Rafting.
No.
I did when I was like 15. It was scary. But so whether it's like that, where you're rafting in some turbulent river, or if you're in a very calm stream that's just flowing, the reality of it is tactical management is where you have a team of experts that are willing, that are rowing away from danger or rowing toward opportunity. If you passive management is where you buy a few funds, maybe you're in a target fund in your 401k or your IRA, or maybe you just bought up a Vanguard fund, whatever you have, you get in it, It goes where it goes. It does what it does. And if you run into danger, you ride it out, as they say. If you go over a cliff, you ride it out.
Yeah.
And with us, tactical management means that we have a team of analysts that are maneuvering from one sector to the other, right? So what about these tariffs? All of these things. A sector, so like healthcare, for example, just making this announcement that he plans, he's signing the executive order to reduce the cost of prescription drugs and pharmaceuticals. So if you're in passive management, it does not take into account any of that information. It's not going to take that into account. If you're in healthcare and you should get out, or you're not in healthcare and you should get in, you're going to do what you do. With tactical managers like we have, they're going to maneuver immediately to take advantage or avoid danger and change sectors. And they have the ability to do that because they're tactical wealth managers. They're not passive. So flexibility is huge. Also, being able to move to cash to avoid danger is huge, especially as you age and the closer you get to retirement, or if you are in retirement, protection is really, really important. It's insane to lose what you have for what you don't need. Remember that, Warren Buffett. So again, this is Mindy Molina. You're listening to The Mindy Molina Show. I have Gabe in here with me today, who's an intern taking all of this in, probably understanding some of it. And if you need help, or you're concerned, or you just want a second look, maybe just want a second opinion, you say, Mindy, I have this money. Look at it. Let me know if I'm in good hands. What can you offer? Give me another suggestion. Show me how the byline works. What would happen if I had been with your team and with Howard Capital? I can give you all of that information, and it's not that complicated. We can do it over the phone. We can do a Zoom. You can come into my office. I'm also happy to come to you. The most important thing is that you get a really good financial plan that is designed to give you income and to not run out of money. It's designed to give you an incredible investment plan that protects your money, because what you need in the future, we need to protect today. And then also tax efficiency. You know, how we manage your IRA accounts is not how we manage your non-qualified accounts or your taxable accounts. We don't want you to be getting all these tax consequences. So micromanaging your strategy for taxes, even when it comes to things like Social Security tax or Medicare premiums that you have to pay, we're always trying to make your overall financial plan as efficient as we possibly can. Other things that we take into account is long-term care planning. What happens if you become sick? Do you know that? Actually, last week we were talking about cancer, I think. Anyways, the weeks go by. But 40% of people are diagnosed with cancer at least once in their lifetime. Imagine, you know, the care that you might need. Or dementia is on the rise, Alzheimer's. Even if you just have a fall and you need care to help you, or you just get elderly and go in assisted living or independent living, you need to have a plan to cover the cost if independence and not being a burden is important to you. If not being independent and being a burden is not important to you, then you don't need to think about these things. And there's a lot of financial advisors that don't consider these things and they don't have knowledge on it. We are fully comprehensive. We have a long-term care expert. We call it the Retirement Roundtable. I'm also a certified long-term care expert. And we have Medicare, Social Security expert. We have a CPA, and we have an estate attorney. Estate planning is also huge. Do you have all of the proper estate planning documents? Do you have your wills and trusts in order? Do you have your health surrogate? And have you named your beneficiaries? And is the titling right? You know, even something as simple as should things be jointly titled or individually or a mixture thereof? These are really important conversations that if you're just winging it, you're possibly leaving yourself exposed in ways that you have no idea. Okay. What else? We have experience. Over 20 years of experience in all of those fields. Everyone that I just mentioned has over 20 years experience. Plus, even Howard Capital Management. We have Vance Howard, who's been in the industry for as long as I've been alive. And the HCM byline is the same. It has been around since the late 70s. So we want to make sure that we're protecting your assets, but we also want to make sure that we're giving you a really good overall financial plan. Oh, I'm getting a call on my laptop here. It's one of my son's friends. He's probably wanting to play a video game, Gabe. You know that?
Oh, I definitely know that.
Do you want to play with him while we're on the radio? No. Yeah, so I put my phone on silent, but the laptop starts ringing. Anyways, statistically, a portfolio that suffers a 30% loss takes a 43% gain to return to the previous portfolio value. This idea of just ride it out and then let it come back, that's why we try to avoid the bottom. We don't want to get caught in the V at all. We want to get out and avoid that bottom area because we know this statistic. We want to not draw down 30%, first of all. We want to avoid those big drawdowns. Yes, you're going to have movement. And I think kind of what we're seeing right now is movement where I call it that, where you're drawing back a bow and arrow. In order to shoot an arrow, you have to draw the bow back, right? It's that momentum. You're building that resistance.
Yeah.
And then when you let go of it, it shoots. That's how it actually is able to go somewhere. And I know there's a name for the science behind that. Do you know what it is?
I have no idea.
Oh, come on. We'll think of it. But my point is this, is that this big drawdown, hopefully we've seen the bottom and that we're going to, and now the arrow has been released. Is someone calling?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Wait.
I'm not going to touch anything. You tell me.
And then you're going to hit, this is a new phone. You're going to hit that button when it rings.
Oh, okay. They're calling back, and I'm going to hit that button. Yeah, so meanwhile, we could be in this propelling place. Maybe we're going to see the market go to the moon, right? Or see that arrow shoot.
Yeah.
Or maybe not. Maybe we're going to get some news, new news, and the market's going to pull back again. Either way, oh, here they are.
Go ahead.
Hi, this is the Mindy Molina Show.
Hello.
Hello there. How are you?
I'm good. This is Todd Lindrow, the plumber.
Hey, Todd. How are you?
Crazy. Well, the last time we talked, I had so many things going on. But my annuity, either the 18th of July, I think.
Yes.
It's done. I can either flip it or reinvest it.
And well, you definitely, it's a variable annuity, right? And has all the high fees?
I'm assuming you have to tell me all over.
Well, here. I can tell you that it had over 4% in fees before it ever started making $1 for you. So you definitely don't want to get back in that. If it's going to come up to where you don't have to pay to get out of it, then now's probably a good time to do that. And
it went from 10,000 to 21,000, in that period.
Good.
So I thought it was just that's what I said. So I have another 10,000 to put with it.
So it could be, you know, the values, you have to be careful because with annuities, they'll give you all these different account values, but the really, you need to know what the cash value is because you could be looking at an enhanced feature where, yes, it shows that it went that much, but that's actually an income benefit or it could be tied to a different thing. Or it could be that, you know, you're actually finally getting the interest that you've been earning for a couple years because they don't always base it on a one-year basis. Sometimes it's a two-year basis or a three-year basis.
Well, mine has been there 7 years.
Okay.
And like I said, I can roll it over and do it another 7 years.
No.
Or I can pull it out.
I think that before you decide to do that, we should take a look at it.
Yes, that would be wonderful.
All right.
I only got a month and a half or 2 months. And like I said, I have another $10,000 I want to put with it, but I don't want to put it in an empty hole.
No, I agree. So, let's try to get you in right away, because with the market the way that it is, you want to take advantage of that.
Absolutely. That's what I was telling myself. And I just realized it's coming up in June or July within the next 60 days.
Yeah, anyone that has a variable annuity should really be watching that closely to be able to reevaluate, because the fees are really high. You have to pay mortality and expense ratios. You have to pay internal management fees. Then you have to pay your actual, you know, mutual fund fees that you're in there. And if you go through all of the fees that they charge, you'd be shocked to see how much they're taking.
Yeah, and there were some other things that are for mine personally, that everybody I talked to said, I would have never picked that. And I'm not sure what all that meant, but it's done real well.
Good.
I thought it did really well for 7 years, but I just need to find out, is it going to do the same, or can it do the same? And should I invest in something else?
I would have to review it with you again, because my memory is not that good.
Your partner, seemed to have a good handle on what was going on last time I talked.
Yeah.
We sat down with, I forgot his name.
Frank.
He was very, very knowledgeable.
Yes.
Very knowledgeable. So, but yes, I would love that. Because now I have options, and I need to figure out which one I want.
Well, if you don't mind, you can call my office. Can you?
I got you on speed dial.
All right, good.
You're already programmed in, young lady.
Okay. Well, come in and let's look, sit down and figure it out. See if you should stay with it or move on.
Okay. Because like I said, if nothing else, I could use the other $10,000 somewhere else.
There's also that option.
Right. All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Todd. You be safe, okay?
Yes, ma'am. And thank you for your program.
Thank you.
I learned a whole lot from y'all.
Well, I try.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, it works.
Oh, well, I really appreciate that. That means a lot. Yeah, I want everyone to have as much information as they can and to be inspired to take control and know that it's not that complicated. And once you have a plan, there's nothing feels better than having that peace of mind. You know,
that yes,
reminds me, I just had a police officer that served 28 years with us, and he had some worry, you know, like what, making the right decisions. And after our call, we probably talked for 40 minutes. We did like a Zoom. And once I went through everything and I was able to show him, you see, numbers are very difficult to imagine. But when you see the spreadsheet, when you see the math, and you can physically see, okay, this is how things would play out if I, in his case, take the drop. This is how things would play out if I took option B and bought life insurance. This is how things would play out if I did this. Being able to physically see the math and know where you would end up at maybe age 80 or however, it was immediate peace of mind. And guess what? Immediate power to make a decision. And he figured out right away, this is what I need to do. Okay. And having that clarity allows you to take control. But if you don't ever get organized with someone to help you get on that path, it's really difficult to imagine it yourself and figure it out. But we have software. We have all the good tools.
And YouTube and Google don't work.
Well, it's a lot to figure out. There's a lot to figure out. And, you know, even for me, I don't pretend to know every little detail, because everyone's situation is different, Todd. Like, everybody from every career, whether you're a plumber, a teacher, a business owner, whether you have $10,000, $20,000, whether you have millions of dollars, the truth is a lot of the concerns are the same. You know, making sure that you're not going to run out of money. You don't want to lose your money. You want to take advantage of any opportunities. You want to make sure your spouse is going to be okay, that your family's going to be okay. You don't want to pay more in taxes than you have to. These are all basic concerns that no matter what you do or how much you have, it's the same. And so that's why we have our process. So we really try to get dialed in. And for you, you're growing. I love that. More, yeah. You're getting more. You're building. You're working. You're healthy. God bless you.
You gotta remember. You remember. I started with Joe Martek.
I know.
The same radio station.
Yeah.
And he's the one who set all this up for me.
Well, Joe is from a different generation, and back and at that time, variable annuities were really the it thing. You know why? Because other options weren't available. That was the best option.
It actually worked. Whatever he did. Whatever it was.
Amen.
And I'm grateful for that.
Amen. That's awesome. Well, yeah. I love a good outcome.
Yes, me too. And I'm hoping my next one with you is going
to
be great.
Amen. Me too. I'm praying every day. I'm praying for my team. Bye-bye. I think they're doing awesome, and we're going to all be blessed.
I'm coming to see you.
Well, come on. I'm looking forward to seeing you again.
Yes, ma'am. Bye-bye.
All right. Thanks for calling, Todd. Bye-bye. We can always count on Todd for a good phone call. He's a good man, good hardworking man. So yes, having a plan and knowing exactly what you have. The good thing is that, you know, Todd did sit with Frank, and Frank was able to kind of break it down with him, give him his options, let him decide, is this something I want to stick with or not, and understanding exactly what you have and where to go from there. So. That's always good to have peace of mind. We'll see how things turn out when we get to meet with Todd. But yes, the buy line is our strategy, and having that tactical management, like we were talking about, basically your rowing team, like my trading desk, it's not just Mindy Molina. It's not the do-it-yourself advisor thing that I'm against, because what happens when I'm on the radio, or I'm meeting with a client, or I'm sick, you know, and the market is, opportunities are happening. You see how fast this stuff happens. It's like, oh, by the way, we made a deal, boom. Oh, we made a deal, boom, because one direction or the other, or this, it's so quick. And that's why it's important to have a team that has accountability, that has experience, that is absolutely undistracted, you know, from other things. They're not taking phone calls. They're not meeting with face-to-face clients. You can only access them through an advisor like me that's independent, and they work for us. And by the way, we're all under the same fee platform, which means they don't, you know, we're not brokers where we buy and sell trades for a commission. We are fiduciary registered investment advisors who work for a fee based on the account value. So what happens to our income? If our income is solely based on that fee and your account value goes down, so does our income. So we feel pain with you. We're in the same boat. Okay. And if that account value goes up, well, we just created more income for us. We're in the same boat. So just like with the rowing team, in my boat, I have a team with me, and guess what happens if I flip? So do they.
Everybody else flips.
Everybody else flips. So it's important that you have that, because there are other situations where it's like, hey, I'll just give you a shove and you're off on your own, but they're making money even though you're losing. You don't want to be in that situation. So I'm really, really about that. I want to always know that we win together, we lose together. So If you're approaching retirement and you have concerns around the volatility in the market and you're not sure what to do, you're not sure if you can retire or when you can retire, then I am absolutely the person to speak to, because I can show you those things. And there's no reason for you to worry about it when in an hour's time, I can reveal to you what your exact options are and how things would play out, because numbers don't lie. If I get the numbers, if you give me your numbers, like how much you're going to get in Social Security, how much you're going to get in a pension, how much do you have in your 401k or your IRA, how much do you have invested, how much do you have saved at the bank, Is your mortgage paid off? Is your house paid off? This is what I mean when I'm talking about your numbers. When I get all the information that I need, I could show you. Because numbers don't lie. I can show you the math and show you the calculations. That way you have a clear understanding. And you can start driving with direction. You know, if I said, or if Gabe told me, go to this college, if I went to visit Gabe in Rochester, New York, is that where it is?
Yep.
Yeah. If I tried to get to Rochester with no directions, I mean, think about how many miles would be wasted, how much gas would be wasted versus if I had clear, very clear direction. Boom. We get there. So that's what financial planning is. And so going back, here we go. We have the healthcare stuff that we talked about and changes in that. I mean, imagine the opportunities that could come out of that or some of the threats and how that's going to impact the market. But you know what else is being impacted that we didn't talk about is the Federal Reserve policy interest rates. They maintained. I was curious to see how that was going to go because I felt like a lot of the pressure from the market might put enough pressure on them to lower rates. But they, even with the tariff concerns, rising risk of unemployment and inflation, they made the decision to maintain the federal fund rate at 4.25% to 4.5%. However, the CPI, right, that came out, that headline was that it was 2.3%, which is, I think, a four-year low. And so that was really good. So that was a good push for the market. But the market, there's recent market signals, like we mentioned, that 200-day moving average, it's suggesting potential new highs, which is a contrast to warnings of overbought conditions. But the truth is, regardless which direction we go here, navigating the volatility is important. And how do you do that? We have a team that knows how to do it. Diversifying quickly. You know, it's like, oh, I'm diversified. Well, we mean diversifying by sectors. Like, where are you invested within the market? And are you flexible? Is your team ready to move you when necessary and move you into other sectors? And those opportunities can be so fast. Someone has to be watching and doing the analyzing to be able to decide. And that's why I have a team of experts that do that on for myself and my clients. But navigating the volatility is the most important thing right now. Another important thing is having a solid income plan. I'm going to leave you with this. You have so much going on the news. I mean, just turn the TV on. It's something new every day. And it's always a good story. There's a lot of entertainment intertwined. However, there's a lot of seriousness with serious impact intertwined. And that serious impact can impact you. Could impact you and your family. And the worst part is it could impact your future. And that's what we want to avoid. How do we avoid that? I teach about sequence of returns. I know I've done a show on it before, but sequence of returns is when you retire and then the early years the market is down or you have losses and then you're taking distributions because you maybe you're forced to because of required minimum distributions or maybe because you need income. That income that you have to take can't, while there's a down market, like right now, what if you're early in retirement and you're taking income? This could be your demise. This could be the reason that you run out of money later in life. Versus if you're the person that it works out that you just happen to have great years early on. And you're taking those exact same distributions, exact same amount of money starting out. The sequence is about in what order were the highs and lows of the market at that time. Here's how you protect yourself against that. We talk about investments, investments, investments. Income is so important in retirement. If you have a really solid income plan, even going back to the police officer I was saying, when you have a really solid pension, your investments can just sit there and you can't afford to ride it out because you're not using it to pay your bills. You want your income to cover your day-to-day living. And the only reason that you should have to take money from your investments is because you're forced to, or because it's a one-off. Oh, we're going on a cruise, we're going to take a lump sum. Or we need to buy a new car, we're going to take a lump sum. But if you have to do that forced income monthly, you can really get yourself in a situation because of the stock market down the road. And that's where sequence of returns becomes a really big risk. And we want you to not have a plan that subjects you to that. But a lot of times people just aren't aware because they've never seen it play out. They've never seen the math, how it charts out over a decade or two. But that's what we can show you. We can show you if market volatility is going to pose a problem in retirement. We can show you how to create your own income. And you don't want to just take all of your money and create this income. You want to figure out your budget, hedge that against inflation and create an income plan around that. So, for example, if I have a client, and it's really about, it always comes down to this, how much money do you have versus how much money do you spend, right? And if you have a lot of money and you don't spend a lot, then you're probably not going to be subjected to a threat. However, if you have just enough, sometimes the income plan is really the key to success in retirement. And what that means is that your income, you move enough money, you allocate just enough to cover your income, no more than necessary, just enough to create the income that you need that pays all of your bills month after month after month. And that way, everything that's left over can grow and it can withstand your market downturns. So if you want a plan like this, or you're curious, or you think, yes, that's me, I have just enough, but I need to make sure that I can't afford to make mistakes, then you really need that secure plan, which we can show you. But you can, if you're interested in that, again, you can reach me at mindymolina.com. You can call my office, 561-729-2778. You can also text 561-729-2778 and just send your name. If you text, just text your name and we'll get in touch with you. If you call, obviously leave your name and your phone number so we can give you a call back. Our process is pretty simple. I gather the information. We do what's called a financial worksheet, which we would start there, gather the information, and then we build you at least three different plans, whether it be an aggressive stock market approach or a very conservative approach or maybe something that includes insurance. Then we're going to show you all the different ways that we can create a really solid strategy for you that's going to keep you from running out of money. And then from there, you can choose which one you feel most comfortable with or the one that makes you excited to retire. It makes you sleep good at night because we don't want you worrying about the next tweet or trade war or Doge or any of these things. Really, if you feel like this is going to affect you down the road, then we really should sit and talk and help you have that peace of mind because that's where a financial plan comes into play. However, maybe you're the person that's listening and you agree with me that you think there's going to be a lot of opportunities in the market this year and you don't want to miss out because you were in a passive boat with Gabe over here. Hey, guys, we're just floating along versus having a tactical team who are aggressively doing what they can to protect and take advantage of the market. Protect the money, but take advantage of any opportunities. And that's what our team is doing. And so far, they've done an amazing job. I'm really very, very proud of them. And again, you know, praying for that blessing over our clients because those rings are not for us, huh? Yeah. That is ultimately what we want, is to just to do good by all of you and help you achieve your goals, your financial goals, and give you peace of mind. Financial stuff is really scary on its own. What's the number one reason people get divorced? Finances. It is war. Money can be such a burden and such a hurtful experience. And I firmly believe that when a couple comes in and they create a financial plan, it gives them so much security. Go for it. Hi, this is Mindy Molina. You're on the Mindy Molina Show.
Mindy,
hi.
My name is Elsie. I'm calling you. I don't know if you have enough time.
Well, we actually have like 60 seconds, so I might have to call you back.
Can you give me your office number?
Yes, it's 561-729-2778. 729-2778. So I'll give it to you one more time, and then the show will be over. 561-729-2778. And we thank you all for listening. This is the Mindy Molina Show, and hopefully you found some insight. And what was your name?
My name is Elsie. It's my station.
Okay. All right, Elsie.
Yeah.
Well, God bless you. And remember, God loves you, and there's nothing anyone can do about it. Just call that number.
I know. Thank you.
Thanks for listening. Join us next week. And remember, if you have any concerns about your financial picture, please reach out to us at 561-729-2778. There's a no obligation consultation. All you have to do is text or call 561-729-2778. Or you can reach us on our website at www.mindymolina.com. Mindy Molina Investments and Insurance has been protecting the retirement of families for 15 years. Information provided by Mindy Molina Investments and Insurance and or its affiliates are for informational purposes only and is not intended to be relied upon as a forecast, research, or investment advice and is not a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any securities or to adopt any investment strategy. Get your financial report at 561-729-2778. Or you can reach us at www.mindymolina.com.